Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, beautiful humans. Welcome to episode 9 of Crovisation. Episode 9, yes. So this is my first episode coming to you guys from my new house. Finally! Thank you so much for being so patient and accepting me using it as an excuse for a lot of things. It has been a crazy situation, a crazy journey. I'll tell you, it's a fucking bomb site right now, guys. Good God. But it's going to look fabulous. And yeah, sorry again for my excuse on my last two episodes. But I promise you, everything's back to normal now. And this episode is absolutely going to make up for it. This is, I think, my personal favorite so far. Not just because of the lady. Everyone I've spoken to is amazing. But the feels, guys. The feels in this episode is real. You are not going to tear your ears away for a second. She is inspiring. She is phenomenal. She is powerful. She is actually one of my dancers at Disgrace. She's just started DJing for us as well. She works bloody 8-day weeks. I don't know how she does it. She is amazing. She's Flick Renee. She's Suicide Girl. I've only met her, you know, only a few years ago, but I feel like I've known her my whole fucking life. You guys are going to love her. There's not so many things to click through on this episode if you're listening on Acast. So just listen in, absorb what she has to say. She will inspire you. She will make you feel like you're probably not working hard enough because she's just, I honestly can't express in words. I'm just going to shut the hell up now because you just need to listen to this girl talk. I barely say anything in this episode because it's just not necessary. I could listen to her for a long time. She's very soothing, very beautiful lady. So yeah, that's it from me. If you want to find me online, you know where I am. On Instagram and Twitter, Cats and Crows. KatesAndCrows. And yeah. If you're listening on Acast, thank you for tuning in. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave me a little review, and 5 stars would be so appreciated. It just helps more people discover Crovisation and discover what we're trying to do to spread the stories and words and generally amazingness of these incredible women that I speak to. So thank you so much for your support, you beautiful human beings, and please enjoy episode 9 with Flick Renee Suicide. This is Crovisation.
When I was growing up, all my role models were male. I didn't see anyone I could relate to in the press, online, anywhere. Now, I'm surrounded with the most phenomenal women. They've each endured unique hardships and survived. More than survived, they thrive. But still, women are not equal in the world. Not represented in the media. Not treated equally online. And still subjected to sexism in everyday life. Alternative women especially are more a hashtag than they are real humans. I want to change that. I want you to see the women I see. I want you to hear them. This is Crovisation.
Hello, beautiful human beings. I am here with a dear friend of mine. She works for me at Disgrace and she is a suicide girl. She went P pink so fucking fast. She has a really interesting story, so I thought I'd get her on to chat about her family life. Her name is Flick Renee. Hi, Flick.
Hi, Becca. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
Thank you for coming. Well, I just drove here and it took me 3.5 fucking hours, so thank you for accommodating me. So, Flick, you work for me at Disgrace. You're a go-go dancer.
Yes, so I am a go-go dancer for Disgrace, and actually very soon I will be doing my debut DJ set for Disgrace as well. Woo!
Yes. You DJed at our London Asian After Party as well though, didn't you?
Oh my gosh, yes, that was, one of the most incredible opportunities ever. I met some of the coolest people and I got to play music that I loved to everybody, and everyone seemed to have a good time. So.
Oh my god, the party was so much fun. So if you weren't there, you missed out.
You definitely missed out.
But you definitely need to, you're DJing at the next event, aren't you?
I am, yes, which is on March the 9th. Yes. So everybody, I want you there. If not, you're a square. Be there or be square.
You're a square. So Flick, there's a story behind your name. Let's start there.
Right, so my name, my suicide girl's name is Flick Renee. When I started off, it was just Flick, but when I went pink, obviously, I was told that I needed to change my name. Not really change it, but sort of add on a surname. And the story behind that is Suicide Girls was sort of a turning point for me in my life, where I finally sort of, I don't know how to say it, sort of came out, sort of breaking the social sort of societies, cultural barriers and all that. So it meant a lot to me. So Renee actually means born again. No, I don't know if a lot of you know that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so Renee means born again. And that is the reason I wanted it. And it's such a beautiful name as well. So I was like,
it's beautiful.
Flick Renee.
Honestly, it's one of the most prettiest Instagram names I know.
So yeah, that's the story behind Flick Renee.
Amazing. So you said, like, coming out your shell, cultural barriers and stuff. The real reason I really wanted to chat to you is because I think you have a really interesting history. And your family background is quite different to, I think, a lot of suicide girls. But I think some girls will relate. So let's go way back when. Where were you born? Tell me about your family.
Right, so I was born up north, Middlesbrough. I parted about from Middlesbrough and Newcastle due to family life. My ethnicity is actually something that gets questioned quite a lot. My parents are Bangladeshi. They were born in Bangladesh.
Awesome.
My dad was here from a very young age, and then he went back, married my mum, brought her back.
Aww.
So that's how that happened. And so my ethnicity is Bangladeshi, and I wouldn't say my religion, but my parents' religious background is actually Muslim. So, you know, the Islamic culture. With obviously everything that I do, that is something that's very sort of, you know, it clashes quite a lot.
I can imagine.
So when I talk about cultural barriers, social barriers, it does relate back to the fact that I do come from an ethnic background.
Okay.
And as beautiful as my culture is, which hands down,
stunning,
vibrant. If you've seen Bollywood movies and Asian movies, like, you will see our weddings last about 9 days long. You will come out 10 stones heavier, but you know, everyone looks beautiful, and those are the nice things about the culture. But no one really speaks about the other side of the culture, where I don't like to say it oppresses women, but women aren't given the opportunity to express themselves how they would like, freely, because there's a stigma that women are meant to be hidden away. Now, that's something I feel like I've grown up very confused about, because I've just always been such a very, like, I'm so expressive with everything and hobbies I've had growing up, anything I like. I've always wanted to go for it.
Yeah.
So growing up, if anyone ever said to me, you know, no, you can't do that, you know, you need to remember you're a female, it was sort of like, whoa, what?
That must stay with you.
That, oh my gosh, it was something that it used to hurt me, and I'd always question it. And, it, you know, growing up, I'd speak to my mum about it quite a lot. And my mum was one of those people, she was my absolute hero when I was younger, because she's such a strong woman.
She's your mum.
You know, she's my mum. She had a, you know, proper matriarch. But again, the whole culture thing, and she's a woman who's very strict in her culture, and she's great. She's great at being a Muslim woman. And I think that's where we sort of clashed a bit as well, because I was always like, no, if you wanted to do this, you could have done it, but you didn't, so I'm going to. And it was very evident through my hobbies growing up.
What did you do when you were growing up? Tell me about these.
So when I was younger,
yeah,
one of the first things I remember is like I have always loved dancing. You put a music channel on the TV, I was there right in front of it, yes, with my face against the screen, either kissing the screen or body popping. It's just how I was.
I mean, yeah, awesome. I can see this.
So dancing was something I loved, and thankfully my mum actually taught me how to dance. Like, there's the Bengali, the traditional dancing. It's like the Bengali version of ballet.
Oh, wow.
So it was good. That's where I got my coordination from. And I did that for a few years, and it just inspired me more to want to do something with it.
Did you perform with that at all?
No. Well, here, there was a bit of a setback. Mm. When I was 9, I expressed that I wanted to do ballet, like actually learn how to do ballet.
Uh-huh.
And around that time, my little brother, who is now 21, wanted to do karate. And I was at that age where my parents were sort of like, yeah, she's growing up. We need to sort of maybe keep a bit of a, I don't know how to say it, like keep an eye on her, she's growing up, let's just make sure that she doesn't get too out of hand.
And okay,
it's not out of hand, it's more sort of,
I think it's just, yeah, kind of in line Asian, with what's, yeah, always been. Maybe
it's again society, she, okay, no, we don't want her growing up to be a dancer. And oh, yeah, really? It's a nice hobby, but
oh, that's,
it's nice,
shame,
when you're young. And it, yeah, was a shame. But I did karate for 5 years.
Did you? What belt did you, yeah, get to?
So I was on my second brown belt.
Wow. And then
I quit. I'm not gonna lie, I didn't quit. It was more my GCSEs and stuff, and
oh,
I was just
God,
like, okay, nah, there's too much pressure, I can't bother right now. And I did, to be fair, karate taught me a lot.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's still,
I
kind
feel,
of a performance,
I feel like a bit of a,
yeah,
ninja. I feel like my kind of, my coordinate, it helped with my coordination. And again, like, it's my flexibility. When I dance now, when I go, yeah, and dance, I feel like that's helped. It's given me a lot of lower body strength. So I would never change any of it. But yeah, it was one of those hobbies I wished I'd actually sort of developed on growing up.
Yeah.
But now, obviously, with disgrace, it's something I've been able to express.
Definitely.
It's been the most incredible opportunity.
Well, we love having you.
Oh, thank you. I absolutely love it. And not a lot of people can say that they get to work and party with their best friends, and that's the most incredible part of it. You get a lot of people, you know, saying, oh, you know, I don't know what it's like to have a good bunch of friends, and I can't relate to that, and it makes me so sad, because I do have an amazing bunch of girls who are supportive. We work together, every opportunity, everything that we do, we're always so,
yeah,
you know, we always strive to make sure that everyone's doing their best.
Of course.
And I am just so grateful that I have that.
Do you think a lot of girls from your similar backgrounds, mm-hmm, have tight-knit group of friends like that, or do you think it's quite unusual?
I think it's a shame. Again, with growing up, I realised a lot of girls from my ethnic background, I didn't actually fit in when I was younger, I'll be honest. The area I was born in as well, like, it was predominantly like non-Asian, so I didn't really have the experience of being around girls my colour or my ethnicity until I got into secondary school, which I could say was a bit of a culture shock.
Yeah.
Because they were very different. And there was nothing wrong with it. I was just like, oh my gosh, their mentality is very different. But they were, you know, they grew up around each other, so they had different ideas.
They already kind of knew,
themselves in that community, whereas I didn't. So I didn't really fit in. I didn't really know where I fit in, because that was when I started sort of questioning.
Yeah.
Sort of like, well, what does it mean to be a woman of colour?
Yeah.
If I'm being told that this, if I'm doing what I'm doing is wrong, which I didn't see was wrong, like little things, as you know, being from a Muslim background, partying and stuff, so you have to keep a bit of a lid on that sort of stuff.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And it's just something I've always done. So when I, you know, when somebody questioned me, like, why are you like this? Why do you? I could never answer that.
Yeah,
I was like, it's just what I do. Me with my friends is what I do.
Oh,
and back then, I sort of used to think, oh, like, you know, why are people like this? But now, since I've sort of, as I said, sort of come out from, you know, from being so scared of being able to be like, this is who I am, I embrace my body, even though I'm a, you know, I love my culture, I am a woman of this age.
Yeah.
And in this age, you do whatever the hell you want.
Hell yes.
And if you don't believe that, you're not going to get far, because people that are always,
and you won't
be
happy.
Exactly. There will be people who will be there to kick you down, because nobody wants to see you succeed before them, and which is a shame, which is such a shame. So, like now when I get girls of my ethnicity ask me, you know, how are you doing this and whatnot, I love being able to tell them, like, you know, I just did it, I went for it, yeah. I broke that barrier.
You have to
and
just go for it.
Yeah, like I will never ever say that I'm a role model ever, because girls, like, I would never turn around and be like, I would never ever be like, leave your families, do this and that, because okay. No, like,
yeah, you,
I,
of course, yeah, you can't tell anyone exactly what to
course,
do.
Of course, like, I would never, because my story is very different, and where my story comes from, like, I feel like different personal circumstances, everyone grows and matures at different ages.
Completely.
And through my personal experiences, I feel like I matured at a very young age, which then pushed me to strive to make something for myself, and which is why I'm so, like, happy with where I am now, with how I'm doing, because I'm so happy within myself, I'm so confident with the person I've become.
Good.
Nobody can turn around and say to me, well, you know, oh my god, we've seen your itty bitty titties on on social media, and I'm like, you know what,
yeah, I have.
If you see my itty bitty titties, like, they're my itty bitty titties.
There's a power in that, though, you know. I was thinking, like, the other day, I haven't had a dream about being naked in public since I started nude modeling. It's like,
you beat that.
I don't have the power. Like, it doesn't have power over me anymore. It's great. I bet a lot of people do, but yeah, it's not for us.
It's a beautiful feeling, because I think a woman's body is incredible. Like,
yes.
This ties women with the whole Suicide Girls. Like, when I found Suicide Girls, it was one of those where, oh my gosh. Like I said, I think a woman's body is absolutely incredible and mm-hmm. amazing. Not, like, for me personally, it's not in a sexual way, but I could look at, it's all tasteful nudity.
Oh,
I'd
look at
it and I'm like, looking
paintings
at body,
of women and photographs of women are stunning, aren't they?
Absolutely stunning. It's all pieces of art, and yep. I think everyone's body is so different.
And just what a woman's body can do.
Exactly.
Make children, like, for fuck's sake.
You make babies. God damn it, man. We make babies. Oh, what a scary but beautiful thought.
It is very scary. Very
that's
scary.
Okay, let's not get into that. But yeah, look at what the woman's body does. It bears children, for fuck's sake.
Absolutely.
And like, so when I realised what Suicide Girls was about, it's like, you know, appreciating a woman's individuality, and it's a community where people don't go on there to bash other people. It's to be like, oh my gosh, look at what you have to offer.
Yeah.
And where I am, and I am very different in that sense, because girls of my ethnicity can't come out.
Yeah.
And even if they do want, you don't necessarily have to come out, like, you know, with your body or anything. But I feel like they hide elements of their personality
as well.
They break
away in different ways. Yeah.
Yeah. And for me, I feel like I've always been a very OTT, not OTT, I'm very expressive, I tell it how it is, very straightforward. So for me, this was like, hey, this is me, this is my body.
This is me now, I found my place,
yeah. I mean, I love my body, and it's not a dirty thing, it's not something you look at and think, oh my God, or it's how I portray myself, it's how I want to be portrayed. And if someone takes, say, sort of some inspiration or hope from that, it means so much to me. I have girls message me a lot on my social media, young girls, especially teenage girls, mm-hmm. From my background,
so impressionable, yeah,
just message me, like, you know, it's so lovely what you do,
oh, fab.
I love your tattoos, why did you get tattoos? And you know what, I feel like every time I answer those questions, a piece of me is like, oh my gosh, you know what, babe, I'm so happy that you're asking me, because then it's exciting.
Exactly. I think that's the first step for them to like, ask, like, and to see, like, that there is different,
yeah,
a different,
like,
path.
Exactly. Yeah. And again, like I said, I'm not a role model, but it's so lovely that they can message me and they can ask questions, because you're curious.
Yeah.
That's how it all starts out, curiosity. With Suicide Girls, when I was curious, I had you, Becca. I had Becca, I had Mel, all my friends, everybody that it started out with. That's how my curiosity sort of started. So it's like, if someone else is curious, I want to give them
person.
The sort of, like,
yeah,
this is how I did it. Don't be afraid to be yourself, however you want to take that. You know, but for me, my step was, I was like, okay, here's
just
me, take it.
You went straight in.
That's me. That was me.
So you clearly love Suicide Girls.
I absolutely love Suicide Girls. I just, it's been a platform for me where I've been able to just, again, express myself.
Yeah.
I go on there, I appreciate other girls, and I look at what they're doing. At the same time, I do it myself, and I know there's so many people, the community on there are interested in what I'm doing. They want to know, and such a supportive place where you grow as a person.
Yeah, they are so supportive, aren't they? Everyone's willing to help each other out. Nobody's ever going to bash each other, and if they do, they don't last
exactly
very long at all.
That shit is not allowed. That's not tolerated. It's not allowed. And just no. If you're thinking about, if you're that sort of person, no.
So
stop
quite,
right there. We ain't about that.
Quite a contrast, perhaps, to your background.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And again, like, with my background, it was just walking into something that was just so accepting.
Yeah.
I remember
rather than like restricting.
They're like, you do what you want, you be who you want. Nobody will sit here and tell you that you can't be what you want. And I'm like, you know what? I can. And if I could go back and tell 15-year-old me, who is in a very, very dark stage, who was very trying to understand what life was for someone of my colour, some of my heritage, and why I couldn't be myself, I would literally, like, 15-year-old self would cry. My 15-year-old self would literally cry, because
she
I've always
see what you are now,
And it's amazing. It means so much to me, and this is why this means so much to me, because I've never really spoke out loud about it.
Yeah,
and it's such a beautiful thing in my head, where I'm like, wow, I have come a very long way, and I can sit here and be like, through all the hardship, through all the problems I've faced with my family, I finally am at peace with myself, and that's the main thing.
Beautiful.
My family.
Let's talk about that. Yeah. Have you had any problems with them, any dilemmas?
Well, when I decided to finally go through with Suicide Girls, I knew. It's the internet. You know, the internet. Once things are on the internet,
you can't hide. You can't hide. You have, that is one thing you have to fully come to terms with before you take that step,
isn't
it?
You know for a fact that the internet is the internet, and once it's out, it's out. You can't take it back. So it was one of those, I either do it or I don't. And I was like, if I don't do it now, I don't think I ever will. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to do it. I had everything in me telling me to do it. So
you seemed very keen. You seemed like you were decided totally. Oh. There was no ums or ahs about it at all.
I was just so ready to finally be like, I can't hide myself. I felt like I had to tone a part of myself down.
No, never do
and
that.
And I'm so like, one thing I say to everyone, never, ever tone yourself down.
Hell no.
Anyone. You express yourself in the best way, loudest way you want. And that goes for men and women both.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Like, every human being on this planet.
Tone yourself down for anyone, and anyone that tells you to do that, you don't need that shit in your life. You don't need those people in your life.
Hell no.
Out.
I loved it when you first spoke to me. I remember it was pretty soon after we first met, and you were so keen about it, and you were obviously a little bit worried about your family, but you'd made up your mind at that point, hadn't you?
Yeah,
you really had.
And I had to take a lot into consideration, the fact that I know with
that must have been quite
my
a journey.
Family, it was an emotional roller coaster. I mean, when I first did it, it was. I didn't have a great relationship with my family as soon as they found out, of course. And I do understand their side of things, because they are, again, from a culture where it's not allowed, the human body is supposed to be covered up, and I get that if that's all you've known, that that's all you know and that's all you stick to. But from where I was stood, I have been independent for a very long time. I'm allowed to now. I don't owe anyone anything, and we're in an age where I feel like I don't owe anyone anything.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Explanation for why.
Absolutely
I do
not.
And the hardest bit was trying to explain that to my family, who are so, you know, so hurt by the fact that I'd broken a barrier of you know, community. So like, even I wasn't there, I haven't been there for a while. I've been in Birmingham, where I've lived for 6 years.
Yeah, you've moved away,
and it was hard for them to accept that up north, because where they were in such a small community where they were having backlash from people.
Saying to them,
why is your daughter doing this? And it was very hurtful.
I do understand. Even if they didn't believe it was wrong, just having that constant nagging from other people, that's not nice.
And I feel like that sort of that
probably
really
pushed it, yeah,
even more problems, because they were like, you know, you didn't think of us. And it wasn't that I didn't think of them. I fully said that one day, you know, I will make them proud, and one day they will see that
I'm sure
didn't do this for no reason. Them. This was to make a stance for myself. It's not for anyone else.
Yeah.
It's for myself. And quite recently, actually, the reason I'm now able to finally speak about this is after a year, I finally went home to my mum after everything, all the bitterness and, you know, all the dilemmas. And I made up with my mum. Not sort of made up, I feel like we talked things out. We talked about why I'm doing what I'm doing. She asked questions.
Yeah.
It wasn't a case of, you're doing this. And it was a line. There was a line where we were like, oh my gosh, are we on the same page right now?
Yeah.
And she was
excited. That must have been such a wonderful moment for you in your heart.
So many tears. Oh. And it was just, I was like, oh my God, you're interested in what I'm doing now. She wants to know. And
it comes from
the heart that I am doing what I'm doing, and she is my mum, and all she wants to know is that I'm safe.
Of course.
And that
I think
was,
even my mum was a little bit apprehensive. Of course, I don't have the same background that you
have.
But she was always worried. But as soon as I started like making money, started really breaking out, meeting amazing people.
It's all about really the experiences. It was more, my mum, I think, was so shocked. I mean, I was very grateful.
You're probably the first person she knows of anyone that ever did this. Yeah.
And when I spoke to her about LA, which I'm like,
oh my God.
Gosh.
Yeah, that was a big turning point for me as well. I'm being flown abroad, like,
oh my God.
I'm doing something right.
We hadn't spoken about it until I went back and faced the person. And she was like, yes, so you were flown to LA. I was like, Mum.
Yes, I was.
Little old brown me was flown to LA by suicide girls. So go meet them, to shoot with them. And you know what? That's when I was like, you know what? I've done this for myself. I've persevered. I stuck by it. I'm not just somebody who just wanted to be like, this is a way out for me. And just take... Like, you know,
yeah, you weren't trying to revolt against your background. You were doing it
This was proven to myself that this is what I wanted. And
that's awesome.
I have taken charge for myself.
Yeah.
This is me. Oh. No one's asking me to take my clothes off.
And she's happy with
I'm
that.
Comfortable
yeah.
with it. I will do it. If I'm not, I won't.
Absolutely. It's not necessary. It's
exactly.
not like a protest.
I have never been pressured into anything. And like, whilst in LA, I met, oh my God, some of the most beautiful minded people.
The most talented
Suicide Girls.
The most amazing women I've met is
Holy
definitely
shit.
Suicide Girls. Yeah.
I was literally, it was like being in a dream. Like every morning the girls are coming, someone's singing, someone's dancing. And
yeah.
And like,
isn't it lovely?
What is this? I was like, oh my God, I'm in like a Disney movie. If Disney girls had tattoos,
I know.
And pierced
the best
and
Disney.
Just, you know, oh my gosh.
Has your mum ever met any other Suicide Girls or anyone from this world?
No, she hasn't. So this was a new world for us. So where I was very like, so you know, this is that they're all talented and you know they're all dancers and stuff. So she asked me about like, you know, Dancing with Disgrace, what I do. And I was like, mums are like, I go dance, I dance for them on stage and I get paid for it as well. Like,
hell yes.
I get paid for my hobby. How mad is that? I've made my hobbies a part of my career, like my life. That's
the aspiration. That's
how
the dream.
Amazing.
Living
that,
the
that's
dream.
The dream.
Yeah.
I feel like I have made that my dream, like my dreams of being turned into reality.
Yeah.
And I couldn't have done that without the help of you girls, because that's
girl,
what I needed.
You're part of the family.
This is what I mean. This is family, my chosen family.
Yeah.
And all we do is support each other. And my mum was so happy to hear that, because it's unheard of. It's so unheard
of.
Yeah,
like girls supporting girls.
Yeah, it's so unheard of in the Asian community, because there aren't girls who have, you know, the guts to say anything because they're so scared of backlash. So yeah, that's like my little story for. So that's where I come from.
Yeah.
So
give me a brief timeline for anybody who is possibly considering going into this industry, but they are worried about backlash in the family. And obviously, at the beginning of the process, it seems like quite a long journey that you're going to take. You don't know if your family will ever forgive you, will ever accept you back. Give me a little timeline to kind of like inspire people to be like, this, it will get better, I promise.
The way I dealt with it was that I'd already made my decisions. So all I could do was give them time.
Yeah.
Because time does heal everything, fully
Absolutely.
Believe. And I gave them the time to be angry, to be sad, you know, everything. Because that's how you deal with emotions. And I feel like where everything happened very fast for me.
Yeah.
just before I took the plunge into Suicide Girls, I was actually, I'd graduated 9 months before and pushed myself into, yeah, so I have a degree.
Oh.
Totally forgot about that. So yeah, I'm
an educated lady.
I'm a bit of a science geek. I have a degree in nutrition science, health and wellbeing. Graduated from Birmingham City University.
Congrats.
And as soon as I finished uni, I was offered a graduate job in recruitment. Now, I won't go into too much detail for that, but let me just tell you that I realised very quickly that the corporate world is not for me.
No, and me neither.
You know what? For some people, again, people, they're all right with the lives they lead, and they're happy and they get into routines. I am not a person who can be happy pretending to enjoy something I'm not, and that's why I'm glad that I had that experience at the age of 21 and not at the age of 30.
Yeah.
Because that would have been sort of like, oh my gosh, what have I done? So I'm glad I went through the rut of
it's
that.
It's better to pull the man-aid off early,
done. So that's why when I went into Suicide Girls, it was, again, the turning point for me. Because I'd pushed out of the... not only was it cultural barriers, society's barriers, just the corporate world. You grow up being told that
that's what school makes you into, doesn't it?
I mean, they don't teach you about taxes and shit. The shit that you need to know, by the way.
Stop.
Let's not get into that. But they tell you that you leave uni, you need a 9-to-5, and that's what your life is. You pay bills and you go on holidays that you then, you know, put all the money that you've earned into. And I decided that wasn't for me. Mm-hmm. It is for some people and that's fine, but not for me. Totally. And that was a barrier that I burst out of that bubble. I burst out of a few bubbles.
You
damn, I
did,
think
damn.
About
it. Girl.
So Suicide Girls was the actual point where I was like, nope, I'm breaking all barriers. I'm not happy with how people are told that you should live your life, whether it's cultural or society telling you that you do your 9-to-5. No, you don't
do
have to.
You do what you do, girl.
I am living proof of that. Don't get me wrong, it's been a struggle.
I bet.
And I will tell you now, no job is big or little, and you do what you need to do to pay your bills, and then, you know, you enjoy your time however the hell you want to. And that's what I do. You know, as I said, I'm a go-go dancer, I model, I now also DJ.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't know this, but I actually work in a coffee shop as well.
She's
I do 2-3 days in a coffee shop, which pays my bills, which pays my rent. And
no
whatever
shame in that,
I do. Nope. I say that with so much pride. No job is little or big at all.
Completely agree.
Never ever going to judge anybody on that, and I hope nobody judges me on that either. And what I do with my modeling, my DJing and dancing, those are my hobbies that I've turned into, again,
that's
the other half
start.
Of my career. And that's everyone's got to start somewhere.
Totally.
And I think I forget sometimes that I am 22, going to be 23
oh my
very
God,
soon.
You're so young.
I'm so
you're
young.
You're killing it.
And where I've always been very hard on myself, that I need to do better. I need to do it. Sometimes I've...
Do you think that comes from your background?
That comes from my background, because I've always had to constantly persevere and push.
Yeah.
And because of how the mental place I'm in right now, the peace I've made within myself, and finally telling myself it's cool. Just take a little step back.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to. You're 23 soon. 23 is still very young. I've got a very long time to, you know, work on myself.
You
and
really
I have. This is where I need to be right now. This is where I am. It's where I should be. And anything else
definitely.
Is a bonus.
Yeah.
So girls,
so that little journey was worth it.
Oh my God.
How long did that journey take?
A year, you know what?
Okay.
I feel like my year has been very intense.
Yes.
And it doesn't sound like a lot.
It sounds like it has from the outside.
Bloody hell, it has been the most intense year of my life. Although it doesn't sound like a lot, in 12 months I have worked day and night. I have gone like 9-day weeks where I've completely forgotten that, like, oh my God, I haven't had a day off. And
damn,
it's not that I've just forgotten. I have literally just forgotten.
You do.
It's because
you get
I'm
caught
so,
in it.
You get caught up and you're like, I'm enjoying it so much. And lines have gotten blurred where I'm like, oh my God, crap, it's still work. And take a day off. But I wouldn't take it back for the world. I am so happy that
so
you know,
it has
my hard work.
Some good values in you, even though perhaps it was a struggle in the beginning. These values are fucking
they have carried me to where I am, and I feel like my hard work ethic is something that is now, you know, it has had its perks.
Yeah,
I have been thrown opportunities my way, which I've taken. And as I say, no opportunity is big or little. You meet people, different people, and they help you. They become a part of your story.
Totally.
And they all help you, and you become a part of theirs.
Yeah.
And it's so nice now that even my, like, even online, when I have people message me, and if I respond to someone's, you know, dilemma, mm-hmm. of, you know, issues with, you know, similar to mine,
yeah,
I feel like I've become a little part of their story where they can, yeah. be like, oh, she's done it, you know, I can.
You are an inspiration, you really are.
It's I like to think that I'm just a little ray of sunshine somewhere for somebody.
Absolutely. It makes it, honestly, it might not seem it's taking much time out of your day, but to them it can be a real, like you said, Suzy Girls was your turning point. Perhaps that's their turning point.
Yeah, definitely. I just hope that, you know, in a few years' time, that not even in a few years, whenever it happens, but I really hope that it happens, where the background, the whole, like, ethnicity thing just slowly starts to modernise a little bit more, because women of this age...
What can you do to help that, do you think?
Like, culture is a crazy-ass thing. Yeah. They're very, very traditional. It goes back, it's deep. It goes back, the roots are deep, and you hear about it all the time, where girls are slandered for it, and not... many are as lucky as myself to just break out of it and not have to deal with consequences of that. There are girls, we hear about in third world countries, girls are killed.
It's fucking horrific, just, mate.
It's disgusting. It's so horrific. It's just it breaks my heart. But that's what I mean. That's the third world mentality.
Absolutely.
And in this day and age, women of this day and age should not be having to deal with people telling them that you cannot do this. That's third world mentality. You're in a first world country. You act like you're in a first world country. You behave. That's how you need to grow and develop.
In a civilized manner. You just don't hurt people. Don't control people.
No, you can't. Do that, and I think women are starting to take a bit more of a stand, because they're starting to realize, well, we're in a Western civilization, and if things have just got to get better.
Yeah.
And I know where a lot of women are scared of taking that stand. Of course. There's some are now taking it and are starting to realize there's help available as well.
Yeah.
There are so many women's refuges and stuff. And I say that it's something that I've looked into, like, just in general, worrying about women who, you know, ask questions. And I'm like, you know what? There are places for women to go to if they feel like they're in danger and stuff. And if that's...
There really is.
But not a lot of women are aware of that, especially Asian women.
So they should do a little Google. They should
have a little look into things, because if you think that speaking out is going to be your salvage, but then again, it's going to put your life in danger.
Of course.
Look into it. You know what? There is a place for everybody.
There is.
But don't hide yourself. I think a lot of ethnic women hide themselves, and it ends in disaster. So much, the suicide rate is so high for ethnic women, especially ethnic teenagers. So it's so sad, because they can't come to terms with the fact that they're not allowed to do these things.
That's fucking horrific. That just shouldn't be the way.
No, we shouldn't. And I'm just like, you know what? You go for it. Yeah. This is what I'm going for. If anyone ever feels like they need to speak to someone, as I said, I might not know much, but you talk to me and I will help you in any way.
So anyone can talk to you.
Anyone can speak to me.
That's beautiful. And again,
man, woman, whatever. Like, you want to know a bit more about my background, how I've done things.
Yeah, I'm sure some people are just curious as well. Yeah. Curiosity. Like myself, I've never had any experience with the world at all. Exactly. I grew up very much in a white middle class town. I probably had the complete opposite childhood to you. And people are curious. And
Ask away. I have a lot of guys also ask me, like, you know, how have you done this? How have you broken away from it? And I'm like, you know what? Yeah, I will tell you, because you're curious. And I guess it's different for people. It's a bit like, oh my God, she's come out. Like, she's a bit of an anomaly. Like, damn, how has she done this?
You're pioneering, girl.
So, for it. As I always say, you have any questions for me, you ask away. I will never shy away from it.
We'll have to do a Q&A episode again.
Oh my God, like, that'd be so much fun. Like, ask me anything. Don't ask me to get my feet out or anything like that, because last time I did one of those, I was getting weird ass questions. Like, leave those things behind the screen.
Yeah, there's just some things for the internet. The internet exists for that reason. They can just stay there.
There are some things, you know, when you're just like, okay.
The internet.
The internet's a
friend. Gosh, I can't believe half an hour's gone already. That was fucking beautiful. So I just want to ask, do you ever plan on incorporating maybe elements of your background? So you mentioned Bollywood at the beginning, mm-hmm. into your career now, into maybe DJing or even performing or modeling?
Well, I am. So alongside Suicide Girls, so alongside being an alternative model, I am actually signed to an agency, a commercial agency.
Amazing.
As well.
Amazing. Smash it.
So they are based in London, Bain Model Management. Mm-hmm. And that's more my commercial side of things.
Yeah.
And through them, I have worked with a lot of beauty academies.
You used to be a makeup artist as well, didn't you, for Asian makeup?
Yeah, so
amazing.
I'll get into that as well. Like, so many things I forget.
So many things.
So through BAME, I've actually I've been in like Asian music videos. Amazing. I've done Asian, like, you know,
how's bridal. That? Is that really awesome to
it,
be like?
It's so much fun. Yeah. It's so much fun, honestly. Because again, I'm not familiar with the Asian sort of community.
You're learning yourself, yeah.
And when awesome. I do these, when I work with these guys, like, they're very respectful as well. Mm. Which is, again, they see me, they're like, oh my gosh, this is an Asian girl with tattoos. Yeah. She does this, she does that. She's a dancer, she's a DJ, and they're curious and they ask me things, and I'm like, damn, this is cool.
This is really cool.
And I like learning about culture. I'm exchanging. I mean, that's my culture, but I don't know a lot about it. So I'm like, tell me what you're doing.
Yeah,
it's fun. So that's something that I've been doing recently. I'm getting a lot, like, you know, a lot from BAME through that, and it is fun. I'm reaching out to a different element of the modeling industry there. Again, like, they're very separate from Suicide Girls.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like because of how expressive I am, it's helped me. It has helped me that everyone's that's curious awesome. As to why I'm so different.
Yeah.
And like I said, don't tone yourself down. I haven't, and I am definitely. Very happy with where I am.
You're killing it, girl. It's so beautiful that it's almost done like a full circle. You're now coming back in, but from a completely different perspective.
Angle, yeah.
Girl, you are absolutely killing it. And do you still do makeup? I mentioned that you do makeup thing.
Yeah,
or
so
no?
Makeup, when I was 15, it was a hobby. I started out practicing on my mum because I was like, mum, let me do your hair and
that's
makeup.
That's awesome. And so you were really close to your mum as a child.
I was very,
yeah.
very close to aww. My mum. She's one of those, like, I was a total tomboy. Like, up until the age of, like, 15,
me
I was a total tomboy.
Yeah, I dressed in boys' clothes.
Like, I did not know what makeup was. It was strange. I wasn't that pretty girl who knew anything about anything.
Yeah.
So when I started experimenting, it was actually on my mum, and that was when I was like, oh my god, like, you see the girls in Bollywood movies, and mm-hmm. they're like, they're gorgeous, look at all that bridal makeup. And I started practicing on myself, my mum. I was like, actually, you know what? The Asian sort of bridal industry is quite a broad industry, and for about 2 years I had my own little self-employed business where
that's
I did
so cool.
bridal hair and makeup.
Yes, girl.
And that was just a hobby.
That's why you're so fucking good at it.
It's mad. Like, I didn't think anything of it, but now I think about it, I'm like, I was 15 and doing that.
Dude, you were it. You're an enterprising young lady.
I was a self-taught makeup artist.
Oh, yes, girl.
Just a funny little thing I think back
to. Your mum must be
like,
so proud of you for doing all of these things,
like,
even if she doesn't agree with them all.
All these little
hobbies.
Like, wow. I hope she is. I really hope she is. And one day she can be like, my daughter has done all this.
Yeah.
That's my goal. One day I want her to be like, yep.
Hopefully, yeah.
Look at my girl.
In retrograde, it'll go back and she'll be able to talk about it to her friends, perhaps, and even maybe their minds will change a little. And their daughters can be more accepted, yeah.
Of course.
I love it.
That is my goal. I'm not, I know she might, like, you know, my parents might not think it now, but essentially they will be. I know I'm going to make them proud.
You will.
Because I'm doing it for
them. If that's your aim,
and for them.
Yeah, exactly. Will, how could they not be proud of their daughter living her dream?
I will make them very proud.
So a final word for anybody that's maybe in the middle of the journey you've just been through. What would you say?
Keep going. If at any point you start thinking that I've made the wrong decision, girl, you haven't. You're going to have people telling you that, you know, no, you're not. You shouldn't be doing this. You shouldn't have done. You block that out because you've already started the journey.
Yeah,
if you go back now, you're not going to be able to plunge yourself again, because it takes a lot to even get the courage to push yourself out there. Don't get disheartened. It's not even the industry. It's sort of you have people around you that tell you what they think you should do.
Mm-hmm.
You're not living your life for anyone else.
Fuck them.
You get one life. You live your best life. I fully believe that. And you take every experience, good and bad, that comes your way, and you turn it into the most positive thing. You learn. You will learn.
Yeah.
Just as anything, you learn from life experiences, and your journey will have its results. And I promise you, if you persevere and you stay true to yourself and be a nice person, people, I'm going to give you one advice. This is to everybody. Just be a nice fucking person.
It
will get
thank you
everywhere. Everything aside, absolutely everything aside, men, women, every color, you can be blue, green, whatever, I don't care. Be a fucking nice person.
Yeah.
And none of that fake ass shit, none of that bitching, backbiting, whatever. Everyone
is never going to get anyone anywhere.
Never. Everyone has their own problems. Everyone deals with things differently. You respect that, because some people don't know how to deal with. You respect that. You be nice. You help people when they come to you, because you know what? You'll need the help as well. And you ask for it. And always ask for help if you need it, because people will love you for that. And like I said,
you're human. Everyone's human.
Everyone's human. Everyone needs help. And any of you, you need any help with anything that you think I can help you with, come to me. My door is always open. I know I sound like a 22-year-old. How is she going to... What's she know about life? But I promise you, if I can help you,
yeah,
I will help you. I promise you, people.
Girl, if my microphone was not so expensive right now, I would throw it on the floor because that was a fucking hella good ending. Flick, thank you so much for joining me. I've had an incredible... How long has it been? 40 minutes has flown. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. Right. Honestly, it's been an absolute pleasure, Becca. Thank you.
So, before we wrap up, Shameless plugs. Where can we find you?
Oh, right. Okay, wait. Let me get mine. I always forget what my Instagram is.
You've
right,
got like guys. A little apostrophe, isn't it?
So, yeah. Right. So, on Instagram, it's flick.sg. So, yep, on my Instagram, I am that. I'm also the same on Twitter, if you want to hit me up and listen to my ramblings. My
Twitter is... F-L-I-K, isn't it?
Yep,
I'll make sure I spell it so you can find it.
Becca will plug me in all of that. But on Twitter, it's _ it's flick. So, ITSFLIK. And like I said... Twitter is a place for my brain to ramble on. So if you ever want to
have a chat,
hit me up on there. Do it. Beautiful. Again, it's one of those platforms. So
yes.
Guys, I hope you've enjoyed this. Yes. And yeah, I love you all. Thank you so much for listening.
Flick, thank you so much. You've been a queen. We'll both see you all guys on March 9th, won't we?
March the 9th.
Yeah.
My DJing debut. Be DJ. There or be square.
Flick, thank you so much. You're a dream.
Thank you for listening, ladies and gents.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com. Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.